Our time in Madrid and in Spain is coming to a close. We've been in the Madrid area since Sunday, and it's been a good several days. There's a lot to see in Madrid, and as you already know, we did manage to see a fair bit. Madrid is a very walkable city, full of wide streets with incredibly wide sidewalks, and many, many squares, or plazas, or plaza, if you're Spanish. One thing that struck us about Madrid is that it isn't full in the old city, the old portion, of narrow, twisty little streets with sidewalks that are barely wider than a person and often seem to be almost non-existent. In fact, so narrow that you have to squeeze against the wall when a car goes by or risk getting hit by the side mirrors. Madrid has some narrow streets, to be sure, but nothing of that caliber. It makes it feel less old world, even though the city was founded sometime in the 9th century by Arabs and then taken over by Christians in the, 13th century as they kicked the Muslims out of the Iberian Peninsula. What Madrid does have a lot of, we noticed, are squares, large and small plazas everywhere, it seems. And that changes the feel of the city. Makes it very nice, very friendly for walking. Shops and cafes are everywhere. The city has a lively feel. We fairly enjoy ourselves walking around, visiting places like Reina Sofia to see Picasso's Guernica, most notably, although the Reina Sofia has numerous other paintings worth seeing, and the Prado, which is in some ways a more impressive building than Reina Sofia, and has at least as impressive an art collection. And I should say that Guernica is a powerful painting. I can see that it's a powerful painting. And I can tell there's a lot going on there. You can sort of see, looking at it, there's a lot of pain, but it doesn't really cause an emotional response for me, and perhaps that's just because I have to really look at it to see it. I can't just absorb it and know what's going on. Chalk it up to low vision, perhaps. Besides the museums throughout Madrid, of course, there's a thriving nightlife, and we actually had a chance to sample some of that. You've been hearing in the background some flamenco music that I recorded at the club that we went to. We also heard some mariachi music. It's played by some street musicians in Puerta del Sol, and that's one of the many squares where stuff really picks up at night. I suspect that Spaniards have a fairly vigorous nightlife. Considering that they don't have dinner until 8 p.m. or later, they're probably bound to stay up late, even though the city metro closes down at 1:30. Certainly when we left the flamenco club, it was a lot quieter on the metro coming back to our neighborhood, and as we came to our apartment, sometime probably around 12:30 or so in the morning, maybe a little closer to 1. But having said that, as same token, the whole neighborhood was a lot busier the following night at around 9 p.m., maybe 9:30, than it was at 6 p.m. It's clear that Madrid is a thriving city. We did see a lot of closed signs, which is nice. Now, of course, we were only in some very select areas, but even so. While the city has streets that are lined with numerous trees, there actually aren't that many parks. The squares, the plazas, have the occasional fountain, but they're squares. That means there's a lot of concrete. Cobblestones, actually, in a lot of cases. Retiro Park is the exception to this rule. While you aren't going to find great big grassy areas in the park, you do find that it is a park full of large, sandy boulevards, more than suitable for walking or cycling, even horseback riding, and the park is just full of trees. It's very peaceful, and traffic noises are pretty much non-existent. And that's actually a feature of the whole city. You don't have to get too far off the main roads to get away from traffic sounds. It seems like Madrid is full of quiet neighborhoods. Well, as quiet as city neighborhoods can get. But when the traffic noise dies away, that can be fairly quiet. That's quite nice. So Retiro Park is quite special. The Crystal Palace in the midst of the park is just as special. It's a wonderful glass building, very large, airy space, now used for displaying art exhibitions. It was built back, I believe, in 1897 to showcase the Philippines, back when the Philippines were a Spanish possession. I guess since they lost the Philippines shortly thereafter, that didn't last very long. But it's a wonderful building, well worth walking into if you have a chance. And equally wonderful to visit is the Palacio de Cibeles. It's the old central post office, I believe. And now it's also an exhibition space. It's mostly empty now, but it's a remarkable building inside. It's just great to look at. I'd say in some ways that's even better than going up to the 8th floor and looking out across Madrid and seeing the city stretch out mostly beneath you. Madrid is not a city full of high-rises. So, very well spent 4 days in Madrid. And then we topped that off with a day trip to Toledo. And I have slightly mixed feelings about Toledo. In many ways, I think we got more out of Granada and Seville and Cordoba than we did Toledo. Certainly the Grand Church in Cordoba, I can't think of the name right now, which was also a mosque back in the heyday, and I believe even maybe a short time a synagogue. I'm not so sure about that now. That's far more impressive than the anything we saw in Toledo. The synagogues, the two synagogues that are there, both of which became churches after the Jews were expelled permanently in 1492, especially with one of them, which was built by Moorish workers, and you can see the influence of the Moor people in that construction with the arches and the inlay, the stonework, and it's really quite spectacular. And you see it in the other synagogue as well. The Cathedral of Toledo is a totally Christian affair. So it started construction in the 13th century and took some 250 years to build, so it has aspects of Gothic and Baroque and I think neoclassical architecture in it. Although the only Gothic you can really see is the fact that it's a big space, rising some 85 meters in the air. I think the Baroque really is what catches your eye the most, just because that's so intricate and, well, Baroque. it's a little showy for my tastes, even if I was able to catch all the iconography. It just doesn't work for me. I like the designs in the synagogues much more. But walking through Toledo, which is an old walled city with the narrow, twisty streets that I mentioned Madrid seems to lack, you get a sense of history there, and that's worthwhile. That's fun to see. So it's an easy trip to make from Madrid. It just takes about half an hour by train to get to the outskirts of Toledo. Then you can take a bus into town for a few more euro, or walk the mile a little bit along the road across the Tagus River. There's also a bike path you can take, which is probably a lot nicer than the road we walked. And then you climb up into Toledo through the defensive wall and up the hill. You rise a few hundred feet, by the way, in this walk, that last little bit of the walk. So you're gonna know you did some walking if you wander through Toledo. There are probably better places to go in Spain. So if you're vacillating on spending an extra day in Madrid and going to Toledo, of course maybe an extra day in Madrid's worthwhile. I'm going to close this up because I'm rambling a little bit. Gotta get up in a few hours to get ready to go catch that plane to Milan anyway. So enjoy the last little bit of mariachi music. Goodbye for now.